Blog Talk Radio.
If you feel insignificant, you better think again. Better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. Just a speck in the universe, not just some words in a Bible verse. You are the living word. Ah, you're part of something way bigger. Bigger than you, bigger than we. Bigger than the picture they framed us to see. But now we see it, and it ain't no secret, no. Understand the truth about that question in your soul. Look up, don't look down, then watch the answers unfold. Life is your birthright, say he's dead in the fine print. Take the pen and rewrite it. Step out your estimate. Step in your wisdom and know that you're excellent, right? Spirit is teaching, no, I'm not just preaching. I'm taking my own advice. Let mama let you know. Mama's still trying, I can't get no days off. I don't get no days off, truly I'm feeling it. I have to say that thing twice. Trying to be a good wife. Still really hard, I can't lie. But I promise you I will fight, so I fight. If you're feeling frustrated, you're thinking I'm jumping it. Forgiveness is key because we're fighting something way bigger. You never lose, we are winners. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. That's on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger. In the picture they frame us to see. Legacy, oh, you're part of something way bigger. Let love be the water I pour into you and you pour into me. There ain't no drought here, blooming through our actual power. I'll be a sanctuary, you just don't know yet. You just don't know yet. No matter how hard it gets, you got my blood in you, you're gonna rise. Again, better wake up because you're part of something way bigger. You're part of something way bigger. I'll be the root, you'll be the tree. Pass on the fruit that was given to me. Legacy, we're part of something way bigger.
Peace and blessings, family. That was the beloved Beyonce with her clip entitled Bigger from The Lion King, her album, the book, her album, The Gift, a gift that she's given to us. And listen to the power of the words. You are something much bigger. This is a gift. Expresses something that you and I may not have ever recognized. because crosses my mind is this phrase that I've been hearing time and time again, which was, prepare for me a body. And that has a significance in this song, being bigger than a Bible verse, because you are something much bigger. As I listen and study, I come to a place of recognizing that I am King, giver and receiver of a deeper wisdom. I honor the divine in you, and I wish to allow you to see with my eyes that you and I are something much bigger. Let me explain. We just experienced a experience of mourning, and they called it Good Friday. Then came this thing called Resurrection Sunday, which, get this, it is told that there was a man who was in a tomb, of which his body was placed inside of it and a stone was rolled in front of it. Now, this is the spiritual aspect I want you to get, because we're on the other side of what you call religion. We're on the other side of what you may experience as a doctrine. Because when you see it from this perspective, your spirit should resurrect as well. For in this resurrection story, what rose from the grave was not clearly identifiable by those who actually knew the one who was inside of the tomb. Now, remember, I prepare for you body to come down amongst a people that chose not to accept me. Yet, there is a love that circumvents everything. Everything. Now, get this. There is a cultural experience of when there is a meal and everyone in the Jewish community leaves table, they take the cloth, the napkin, what it may be, they throw the napkin down on the table to signify they are finished. Now, you've heard this story in the Bible that crucified use a terminology that said, it is finished. Yet, when we reflect on this cultural experience, we discover a mystery, because table in the Jewish culture, if one who was at the table was not finished at the table, they would take the napkin and fold it. there's still more work to be done. Check this out. Those who were grieved went to the tomb and saw that the stone was moved because it had been moved mysteriously, miraculously, because stones of that nature, of that size, aren't just moved. Strangest thing about this is that it was moved in a manner that could not have been moved by human hands. Yet when the woman, as the story goes, came to the tomb, she looked and had a conversation with a being who told her that the one she looks for is risen. When she went inside, she found that the burial cloth that was laid upon him was folded neatly in the corner. This is how the story goes. Now, this is the mystery. At the feast, when a person gets up from the table and they fold their napkin, that is an indication to those servants. Person is going to return to the table because they're not finished. Did you get that? Even though he said it is finished, the significance of the folding of the cloth indicates that he is not finished. When she comes out and asks, "What have you done?" she hears a voice coming from the one who she just saw call her name. And her eyes were opened, recognizing that the one who was standing before her was the one she was seeking all along. She did not recognize him. And even though the story says she went to the tomb, she looked, there was two angels sitting inside of the tomb. The story here is what to do after your resurrection. Because it is not finished. We are something much bigger. Prepare for me a body. Check this out. Those who may know Abraham Hicks and the law of attraction will better understand that there is something real deep about our physicality, because we come out of an energy of non-physical existence. Now get this. We come out of an energy of non-physical existence that is much bigger than what we are. Yet there is an individuality to that. That is still part of a whole. This individuality that is still part of the whole is connected to the source of all there is. Now follow me. The physicality is an extension of the non-physical energy that is much bigger than the physicality. Marinate on that. Now, come to know this. This is the start. Brand new life. Your resurrection is here. Work to be done. for the first time in a long time, sense being essential. Recognize you are an essential being, connected to something much bigger. So be very grateful in all things, for you are connected to something much bigger. You have to recognize that the Spirit speaks and it guides, for it is time for your boost, for there is more that is required of you. I have a beloved friend by the name of Rosa Jade who constantly says she's doing it God's way. Yesterday, she shared a song that I had made a note in my notes back in January 2016. And that song was called Yes. It was by a group called Shekinah Glory. Say yes, because there is more that God requires of you. You can reinvent yourself at any moment. Your feelings are thoughts in action. It's time to remove that inner critic and move into the space of total love. What do you do after your resurrection? Move into that space of total love. You must reinvent yourself. Love who you are exactly as you are right now. Remember, this is your resurrection. When we listen to the story of the one who was resurrected, he was on a road to Emmaus, and he came across two others who was downtrodden because of the issue that had occurred 3 days, if one may say. And he was in conversation with them, and he wanted to ease their pain, their mourning. And in the process of the conversation he was having with them, he lifted them. He lifted their feelings. He lifted their soul. So, feel love as you. It heals all and removes all wounds and all negative experiences. All past negative experiences of you. So you have to allow the negative experiences of you to pass. Because you are much bigger. So in order to get what you never had, you got to become who you've never been. So that's the story goes. These disciples of the one who was crucified were speaking to who they thought was a stranger and asked them to sit and have a meal with them. The evening was drawing nigh, and he did do so. And in the process thereof, he went forth, and they, sitting with him that evening, bread. And in the communion, and the communion is the relationship, get that in your head. In the communion, their eyes were opened. And they saw, they recognized as the one whom they also loved. I share this because this is important to recognize that. Passion, vulnerability, transparency, emotion, intimacy. All of these things are feelings. Become what you never thought you was. because we are the amalgamation of many things that have been not accepted of being of ourselves. But we are not separate of these many things. We are all of them. And we must learn what that is about and learn exactly how to bring individual oneness together as one being. Even so that we become the oneness of universal wholeness. We must develop a new approach to making, knowing today is the first of many things. Theoretically, the day after the resurrection should signify the first of many things since your new beginning. Think about it. All things are brand new. This COVID-19 has done something that has never been done before, that we have done something that has never been before. I heard a report that from India now, because the smoke and all that pollution has subsided because people have been put in a new vibration, you can see Mount Everest was never seen in a way that it is seen now for such a very, very long time. I say this because this is 2020. And symbolically, 2020 was the significance of perfect vision. And I don't think it's a coincidence that 2020 is now, and perfected vision is upon us. This is the first month of many years to where Judaism, Christianity, Islam are all celebrating their sacred ritual in the same month. We all are coming together as one. There's a story I was writing in my book about a story called the Tower of Babel. And in that story, it speaks of everyone speaking the same language. This is found in Genesis chapter 11. Because it says in this story that they were these people who came to do something great, to go beyond what has ever been done and done before of their own mind without the guidance of divine operation. They went to build this tower to reach into the heavens. And in this story, it is told that they were looked upon by those in the heavens who said, these that do this thing that is beyond anything that we've seen them do before, and if we don't do something now, there will be nothing impossible for them to do. In so doing, it was decided to confuse language. And in so doing, that which they attempted to do had fallen away. They couldn't communicate anymore. Communion, communication, the manifestation of the recognizing that when you are aligned to the divine, you can better see and understand that you are something much bigger. So we all have our own holiness. And be more. Yet, in ourselves, to understand who is the self. And the self is a self-existent being which transcends all concepts of creation and the created and is beyond the scope of time and effects of the material and physical world. The self emerged out of the self, and what emerges is none other than the self. Creation and self are one and the same, and is the answer: who, how, where, what, and when. The self is the sustaining force behind and before all phenomenon and all life. That is a much longer piece of information, of which I'll share another time. But at this particular point in time, I want to share with you a prayer in the Arabic, because one of the things that was told about the Tower of Babel, the power of prayer and the power of words. There's two prayers I want you to understand. It is called the Anabakoach, which is understood to be the power that transforms. That and believe it and learn it in Aramaic, and you will be well. God bless you. Namaste. The other prayer is the Alpha prayer. Abun the Bushmaya Nitka Dish Mak Tate Makutang Nikwe Ana. Akana de Bashmaya Afbara Hablan Lakma de Sunkana Yeomana Wabushklan Howbain Waktahin Akana de Fkana Bain Wahela Talan Lasuna Ila Patsan Min Bisha Mito Dilake Malkuta Wahela Watebushka La Alam Almin Amen. Thank you.